Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by the hostess with the mostest, Miss Raina Starr.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Give your shout out so I can just claim us.
All right. Jessica, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess. All right, do your disclaimer.
We love you, Jess.
Okay, I'm disclaiming. If you are a first-time listener, please be advised that this show is neither G, PG, nor R-rated. I use extremely foul language at all times, and I love it. So if you are sensitive to such a thing, or topics such as penises and sex and, you know, painting your walls with feces, you may want to switch shows, but have a lovely evening if you do. But if you're sticking around, welcome. Okay, stop. Fucking launch. And everybody,
go for
please
it, Mama.
Excuse me, because I have not had enough sleep in 3 days. Yes. I have been so... Okay, so do you ever, like, have a situation where you're in a group of people and you think you're friends with one of the people, but it winds up after a long, long time that you're really not friends with this person at all? And it's not because you don't want to be friends with them. It's that they were fucking bullshitting you so that you could do shit for them and they would act like your friend until they didn't need you anymore. Okay?
Oh.
So here I am in this motherfucking situation, right? So I say to this friend of mine, hey, I need to have a conversation with you about X. Doesn't matter what it is. And you send this person an email about it, and then the person turns around and emails you back and copies someone else who wasn't even part of the fucking conversation. Yeah. Okay? And says, well, I don't think you can do that because, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is a conversation between you and me, not you, me, and somebody else.
Oh.
So, in essence, I have been, now the person, all right, so after I explained to the person why I didn't include the third party, because my friend, and I use that in quotes, thought that I was disrespecting this other person, but I wasn't. I was trying to make sure that my plans did not confuse the other person because I had a bunch of different dates that I could have done something else. So in essence, I was like, no, I was giving you first preference because you and I are doing this other thing together, and it's important that I include you because you're very important to the situation, as am I, and that is just handled by me and you. So this third person that you assumed I was disrespecting, I wasn't disrespecting at all. And by the way, I had to go have a conversation with the third party about it and saying, I hope you don't think I was disrespecting you. That was not my intention. Here's why I didn't include you in the original conversation. And when I explained why, the person who got copied in was like, oh, why did I get copied in? I don't even care.
Uh-huh.
You're fine. I have no issue with you. Why did your quote unquote friends feel like they had to come and tell me about it? It's ridiculous. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I trust you to make a smart decision, about certain time frames. So I went back to the first person. I said, the reason I even sent this to you in the first place, because you and I were going to talk about it. Oh, okay, I remember now. Well, I wanted to copy in the third person because it affects them. And I said, I understand that, but my actions are going to affect you a lot harder and a lot sooner. Therefore, I was consulting you first, being deferential to this person and wanting to get their input on something before I made a final decision. So, in essence, took a private conversation and really screwed the pooch and made herself look like a jerk, made me look like an idiot to the third person. And the third person's like, you both fucking stupid. So, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Because it wound up being a much bigger deal than it had to be. And the third party also said, listen, this friend of ours has done this to me too. So you're just getting your first taste of it. So because you trusted her in the first place, you're a moron. So I went, oh, okay. So, you know, after, so when the person, when my friend got my last email and saw that I had valid reasons for why I handled the situation the way I did, then there was no response, no apology, no, oh, I forgot, and that's why I screwed this up, nothing.
Well, that's here's beyond rude.
Well, here's what, and the root matter that is really pissing me off the most is, if you fuck up, say you're sorry. That's number one. Number two, if you're dealing with someone that's your friend and you think they're doing something wrong, go to them as your friend. Don't rat them out to the entire world until you know for sure. And you know what? You shouldn't even know for sure. If you're truly someone's friend and you think they're screwing something up in their lives, go to them as a friend. Don't put them on fucking blast. So that pissed me off because I thought we were friends. We're apparently really not. Because I would never, and I've had reason to blast this person out, and I would never do it because that's not my fucking style. Because I'm a fucking emotional character, as we all know, I really, it really played on my nerves. I've been up since 1:30 in the morning, just really fucking aggravated. So I had a situation that personally really just pissed me off. And, you know, it's not like poor pitiful me. I have a fucking amazing, delectable life. I wish my life on lots of people. They'd be happy. But, you know, still in all, it's these nitty things, these stupid nittering things that just crawl on me and make me crazy. It's like, really? Are we back in high school? Why do some people just immediately revert to girls' club and high school tendencies and all that bullshit?
See, I don't know. And this is why I'm not friends with very many women.
I know.
You know, I love women, but I'm very picky and choosy about who I allow into my life and how far they come in. You know, because of that, and you know, and it's pretty much the same with men too. But you know, it's just, people never cease to disappoint me.
Yeah.
You know, and of course,
I mean, but
me personally,
but
I want to go kick her ass because she hurt my sister.
Well, I know, but see, here's the thing: this is somebody who I have, you know, dealt with. I mean, this person and I were really, really close for like 5 years. What is it about relationships that I have with other women where it takes like somewhere in the fifth year, it blows up? Because this happened remember the one that I was friends with before this one? and that one fucked me over too.
Yeah.
You never liked her, remember?
Yeah.
The first one I'm talking about. You didn't like her either. So, and she went away in 2009, right? And in 2009, I became close friends with this other person. And, you know, not like instead, it just worked out that way. One relationship goes away, another relationship comes. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
but 5 years of the first one, she totally fucked me over. And then now this one is acting like we never said a kind word to each other ever and has me completely at arm's length. And it's like, okay, I see you've changed. And I understand that relationships change due to circumstances, whether it's in your control or not. And, you know, you grow in different ways. Your attitudes about certain things change. But to see somebody do a complete 180, I mean, complete reversal, you know, and has turned into everything. This person has turned into everything they said they didn't like about certain other people we know. So I'm like, really? Wow. You have become the thing we always said we hated most. That scares me. You know,
you have to wonder,
were you always like that and just giving lip service to the I hate people that act that way? Or have you really just fucking changed? Because now I'm like a personal secretary. It's crazy. Oh, I didn't even tell you the half. I didn't tell you the half of it yet. Oh, my God. Gosh, we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about something else. I'm sick of this fucking topic. Anyway,
I'm surprised.
I am sick.
Huh?
Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I know how much this person meant to you. You know, and how well she treated you before, and for her to turn around and do that, you don't do that to my sister.
Nah, I know.
I'm just saying.
I know. Don't do anything. Do not do anything.
You know what? In the words of the wonderful, the fabulous Miss Dorothy Morrison, may she be forced to eat from the same plate she serves her guests.
I love Dorothy Morrison. Oh, by the way, now that you've mentioned Dorothy Morrison, it is Dorothy Morrison Month at Coventry. If you are on social media, Facebook, go to Wicked Witch Studios. She's having a phenomenal private sale for social media people only, and it's part of her. It's her new product line that goes with for existing product line. If you can believe this, I have not been well enough to even place my order yet because I've been fighting a cold. Okay. I'm still trying to recover from additional surgery. I am going for more surgery on the 20th, so we will not be on the 20th, just to remind everybody. And I have come down with... I mean, I'm on lots of Sudafed, and I've been drinking orange juice like I live in Florida. I mean, that's how much juice I've been drinking. But, yeah, I mean,
that
so I'm so run
it.
Down. What?
I've had heartburn all day.
Sorry.
So that explains why I've had heartburn. No, that's okay because
Sorry.
It would drive me nuts. I'm like, what did I eat? I haven't had
you
anything
didn't,
spicy
I did.
In a while. Okay.
That's
that, it makes
yeah, I'm sorry.
That makes me feel better. That's okay.
Yes,
don't. You drink as much as you can. I'll pop in some Tums. I don't give a shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I feel bad.
No. No, don't, okay. don't. Because I want you to feel better. If I can take some of it off of you, good.
Oh, that is sister love. See that? But... I didn't realize you were suffering with the heartburn. Oh, I hate the heartburn. I'm so sorry. And I haven't had any, so that explains why. You've got it.
Yep.
Fun.
I took it.
Oh,
Yuck. Well, I have to
That's
thank
okay. I'll
you
have some milk
because,
later.
Okay. I have to thank you because being the weather witch of the family, and you know how much I don't like snow, I have to thank you for protecting me from it because we've not had any.
You're welcome.
You know, it's been winter time now for a bit, and you know, I'm looking forward to spring, and everyone up north has been doubly hit. I guess it all had to go somewhere. And for all our northern listeners, we are loving you and thinking of you and hope that
Absolutely.
You can dig out soon. Because, I mean, I understand that people like a certain amount of snow. It makes things pretty. But then it's just a royal pain in the fucking ass. I mean, being from New York... I got to tell you, I hate being snowed in. I hate being cold. I hate getting sick. I hate shivering. And the older I get, the colder I get quicker, which drives me fucking nuts. Yeah. So I appreciate the fact that everybody's like, oh, it's, you know, everybody's so cold. I'm like, yeah, we're pretty lucky. Because it's this weekend, it's going to be in the 60s here. We're really lucky in the South. Really lucky.
Although it was 17 degrees this morning.
Yeah, but it'll
it
be
was 60, like, oh my God.
7 on Sunday.
Yeah. And then it's like, see, that's the bad thing about winters
what?
In the North or in the South is that it gets really cold for, like, a day or two, and then it'll get warm for, like, 3 days, and then it goes cold again. It will drop from, like, I think yesterday it was in the 50s, and then this morning it was 17. And I don't think we got beyond 40 or 50 today. So, and that perpetuates cold. So that's the bad thing about it. But and actually, do you want to read cards first, or do you want to skip that? Do you want to just, you know, kind of dole out a little bit of weather wisdom?
I'm actually going
to
say let's do some cards first.
Okay.
And then you can, because you're the weather mage, we're going to let you dole out the weather wisdom because I don't do weather magic. The only thing I do is fire magic, and that's it.
And
so, yeah.
And
you're
she's
kind of
good
weather...
at it, too.
Thank you. It's not something
I
practice very often, but, yeah, it's fun. Anyway, so let's do cards. I pulled 7 again. What do you got? You got cards out?
I've got 5. Should I pull 2 more?
Okay. You go ahead and pull, and I'm going to start reading.
Okay.
This is all over the place. So the first card is stay true to the truth. Oh, gosh, I hope I'm not reading for myself because that's what it sounds like. But because the situation I had was I was asked by a friend of mine to lie I was asked to lie, period, okay? I did it. And I did it. I actually told the lie and felt so badly afterwards that I burst into tears, and it wasn't good, and unfortunately, it just really made me feel disgusting. And it's not a lie that hurt anyone. It's not a lie. It's not a lie that about how someone looked. It's not a lie about someone's talent. I told a lie about a situation because I was instructed to, which is not an excuse, but that's what happened. And I'm not used to doing that. So
I felt really crap afterwards. It made me feel bad about myself. And it wasn't even that big of a lie. It was kind of stretching the truth, but I didn't like doing it, and it pissed me off. So I guess that's kind of like I should have gone with my gut instead of listening to the person I was dealing with on that. So if anybody else is feeling bad from a recent lie, I'm in there with you. It feels shitty, but we'll all get over it, I'm sure. Okay, so show kindness to those less fortunate. And this isn't less fortunate as in they don't have as much money as you. This is just somebody who doesn't have your wonderful attitude about things, and that makes them less fortunate. So if you have somebody who's trying to be your friend and you're kind of like, not my kind of person, I'm not saying to be their friend. I'm saying give them a little bit of time just to be, you know, cordial and social, because it's a nice thing to do. It's just being nice. You don't have to make them your friend. But a little bit of attention is something. Sometimes that's all people need. There's a time and a place for everything. That's the next card. And there is. There's a time to be a complete cunt. And there's a time to be more of the earth mother, giver goddess, host type of thing. Pick your battles. Okay, obstacles become opportunities. Oh, as I said, this is going to be the year of great growth. Things that you don't want to handle, you will be handling. And you will be handling them better than you thought you could. Changes are a-coming, and they're a-coming in droves. And it's going to be all right. Next card says, when in doubt, be still and listen. An excellent idea, because your immediate resistance is only going to make the situation more difficult. Take it all in first. Examine the possibilities. Don't immediately bristle and buck at it, because you actually might make yourself quite the shining star for rolling with the punches. Next card, don't lose sight of your goals. This all following a fucking theme. All right. Advancing as a human being, advancing in your career, advancing as a friend, a lover, a parent, or whatever, is part of the goal to become, you know, well-loved and well-respected and well-thought of and, you know, someone that people look up to on many different levels. I think in a lot of respects, a lot of us in entertainment on top of it, you know, we need that extra love. We want that extra boost of, you know, affection. So, not that we're getting swelled heads. We're not. It's just a question of, you know, part of the goal is to improve as a person all the way around. So, you know, we all love to be loved. Some of us want it a little more than others. I'm one of those people. Love me. Please love me. Anyway, okay. let others. So, again, as a good parent, friend, whatever, sometimes you want to save everybody when you see a brick wall. Some people are going to land into the wall. You can't save them all. And there's some situations going on right now where people are running headlong into that brick wall, and no matter what you say, they're going to go there anyway. So stand back so they don't splatter all over you. That's my reading.
That was awesome.
Sometimes we have to carry a mop. You just be there with a mop. What can I tell you?
Yeah, wear a raincoat. There you go.
That's it.
So, my reading is all about that money. I mean, it's like, wow. I'll pull like one or two for money. This is like all about money. So, all
right.
This is for a couple people in particular. First card is a chance to make money. Second card is unexpected money. Third card is success in all things. Fourth card is reunion with a forgotten love. Now, this is not necessarily a romantic relationship. This is falling back in love with yourself because you've been lost for a while. So the three cards that succeeded that are telling you that all your hard work is about to pay off because you're stuck in a crap job that you don't want and something is just going to land in your lap. And it is going to come off like, whoa, I was not expecting that whatsoever. I wasn't looking. This is your reward, so to speak. But you also need to be careful. Next three cards are promotion, which is awesome. That shouldn't take too long. But don't take on too much responsibility at first. As far as you want to be gung-ho, but not so gung-ho that they view you as a sucker. That will piss you off and that will make you feel used. And it will be like, why did I get this? Just take it easy, one step at a time. If you don't think you can do something, don't. If you don't want to do something or you have too much on your plate, say so. You will get more respect that way. This is the sixth card, which is business prosperity. So slow and steady, slow and steady. That's all I can keep repeating is slow and steady. Take it one step at a time. Seventh card, new partnership leads to unhappiness. Beware of getting buddy-buddy with somebody who comes in after you and tries to lure you away. Don't fall for it. Don't go. Stay where you are. Keep steady. Keep your head down, you know, and just enjoy. And it's going to take you probably a couple weeks, maybe even a couple months to like, okay, is this still real? Is this really happening? You know, what was that YouTube video? Is this real life? It's going to be kind of like that, but you'll be fine. But it's coming. It's coming. Hang in there. Smile and enjoy what
cool.
it does. And that is my reading.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Good information. Okay, so you wanted to talk about weather magic. Again, I am clueless.
Well, and I will relay information that, you know, I know, but I'm not going to give specific spells. I mean, these are like guidelines to kind of, you know, get you on your way. Most people... You know, I'm one of the weirdos, like I said in the show, you know, statement. I like the cold. I love snow. I grew up in California. It still gives me a thrill to see it falling. And just for me, like right after the snow falls, when there's no traffic and there's no footprints in the snow, it's just a very magical time for me. I love it.
Yeah.
The thing I don't
I like
love.
That.
Is when it starts to melt and then it refreezes and then it becomes ice. That is the huge issue with me and I know with many other people, you know, and aside from the cold. So my idea is not, it's somewhat of a spell, but if you are needing to get rid of the snow, and this goes out to all my witches up north and anybody who is trapped under 4 feet still, go outside, take a bowl, preferably a sunny, bright, beautiful color, gold, brass, whatever your offering bowl will work too. Take some snow, get a bright orange candle or a yellow candle, something that makes you happy. If it has a sunny scented smell, even better, spring, pink, whatever color makes you think of the sun and warmth. And do your own variation of a welcome home party for Persephone, because she will be coming back and bringing the spring with her. A couple other things to, you know, banish snow. Take that same bowl of snow and, you can either write into it, you know, you can use the melting snow to banish problems in your life. You know, write it in the snow. Bring it in the house, put it on your stove or near your fireplace, and let it melt.
Ooh.
And then when, you know, when it's all melted and everything, clear it, bless it, and put it back outside. Now, as far as bringing snow, that I really don't know how to explain because I don't know how I do it.
Okay.
I concentrate on, there was a book, I think it was Nocturnal Magic, that Constantinos wrote. And I bought, like, a long time ago. And I did a variation on, he said to get rid of clouds. You know, picture them separating or picture a beam coming out of your hands to separate them. Well, I like pulling them in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can stand it for a little while, maybe get, like, a bag of crushed ice or, you know, put some ice in your hand. You know, and stand outside and pull with your right hand, hold with your left, and just imagine the snow clouds coming in. Now, it's not going to happen instantaneously. You have to pull them for a while, and especially if it's a clear and sunny day, it's going to take all that longer. You know, you just concentrate on pulling them to you. You know, and it's hard to describe how to do it, but you just put your energy out there and pull it, if that makes any sense.
No, it does, actually. I mean, you know, we're used to using our minds as, you know, tools for concentration. And, you know, we all know the sensation of pulling something. And we all understand meditation. So it's kind of like an active meditation where you're drawing. It's like any kind of magic. You're using energy.
Exactly. You know, and that's the hardest point to get to, especially, you know, when you're just starting out. I know I couldn't concentrate that hard when I was first getting into witchcraft. You know, but with time and practice, you know, you can do stuff without the tools. Don't get stuck on tools. If a wand helps you, though, use that, you know, and just imagine like a lasso pulling the clouds in. Or,
there you go.
You know, even a funny bit, like, you know, one of those claw things that kids have, you know, that it extends and grabs. Imagine one as that. I love those things.
I know, we have one.
I need those things.
Being short? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me? We have one at the country house. I love it because I'm a short shit, you know. I can't reach a fucking thing. I need something to help me get the thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do when the 17-year-old comes out.
Buy yourself a fresh one.
Can you get mommy that? Yeah, I know, right? The little one is not too far behind him. He's already up to my shoulder.
Well, you're
like,
also
you stop
a short
that right
shit.
Now. Yeah.
What, stop growing? No, we want them to grow. We want them to grow. We want them to go.
Yeah.
Trust me, we got shit to do. And as long as you still have little one in the house, we're not going to get any fucking thing done. I'm just saying.
Oh, I hear you.
Just trip-wise. Just trip-wise. Yes. No, I mean, I love him. He's my nephew. Come on. But, you know, big girl time has to come back at some point. And it does.
Yeah,
I promise.
Please.
If you let it. It does happen. Listen, minor adults, your nephews are adults. You know, you remember when they were still home. I used to wink.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to think about it and get sad. Oh, my boys will leave home. You know what? You'll have a tissue because you're crying in one hand, and then you'll be kicking them in the ass out the door with your foot at the same time, because it's like, no, I want you to stay young and little children, so I can cuddle you and coddle you and do all the things that mommies do. But fuck it, I want a life, get out. Trust me. It's a weird sensation. We all go through it at some point if we have children. By the way, I do not advocate. Let me just give my little quick statement. Yes, the weather is cold. It's not great to go outside and have fun in. That does not mean procreate, because this is the period of time right now when people get pregnant the most. I do not advocate having children, even though I have them. Learn from my experience. I'm not saying if you want children, don't have them. I'm saying just be sure you fucking do. We are not repopulating after the flood. It is not a necessity to be maiden, mother, and crone. Those are entities of spirit. You do not have to actively live them, as many women think they do. You don't. You will go through those stages. Those are about you as a woman inside of you. It does not mean you have to actively go out and live those things out. It's okay. Because, you know, we have many transgender witches. We have many transsexual. We have people who identify all the way across the board as female. Whether born that way or not does not matter. It is not a necessity. It is not a necessity to be physically female to understand. If you identify that way, more power to you. We support you.
Exactly.
Life is hard. Life is hard enough without support. But I'm just saying, if you're not actively seeking to be pregnant at this time, because this is the season where, let's face it, a lot of people get knocked up because they're bored. Just be careful. Use your protection. You know, put the bubble that you put around yourself to protect yourself. The mirror ball. Put a mirror ball around somebody's dick. Just do that. Say, okay, let's reflect all that baby making material back at you, and keep it away from my uterus. Thank you so much. Okay, that was my PSA for the night. My public service announcement. I love my kids. I do. My kids are awesome people, great adults, smart, certainly a fuckload smarter than I was at that age. I was off busy making all kinds of fucking mistakes. I look at my older child, who will be 25 this year, and at 25, I already had run through a first marriage. I had done so much fucked up shit. It was crazy. But anyway, I look at him and I can't imagine that he would make my mistakes. He's so much smarter. So, yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway.
No, they make their own. They make their own. You know, sometimes they make the same ones that you made, you know, just for the simple fact that they don't fucking listen.
Mm-hmm.
I swear. But, you know, mine is getting out of the obstinate, you know, the angry phase of teendom, you know, and he's kind of beyond it a little, you know, because he's going to be 18 this year. I'm like, oh, my God.
No. Wait a minute. What?
Yes.
What the fuck did that happen? Oh, I must have been asleep or something.
1997.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
going to
be
18
years old. And I'm like,
you're not. Oh, boy.
I'm not old enough to have an 18-year-old. I started very young.
You didn't start at 5, relax. We all know who the fuck you are. Come on now.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
It's hilarious. You feed them, they grow. What did I tell you? See? I just can't believe it.
See, but
he was cuddly and small, and he loved me so much. And, you know, he would hug me, and, I'd get the good auntie loves. And now he's like twice my height. I mean, I'm like, is the weather different where you are right now, even though we're standing next to each other? It's kind of crazy.
Well,
I'm so
old.
You
know how tall my father-in-law is, right?
Yes. He's a mountain.
He's a quarter of an inch shorter than my father-in-law. He's almost 6'4". I don't even come up to his shoulder anymore.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh,
he rejoices in turning around and putting his arm on my head and resting
they
it.
All
so I'm like, seriously?
And mine do the same. Mine do the same. Because we're short.
Yeah.
We're short women with tall sons. I don't know how that happened, but we both have extremely tall kids, and we're both short. There you go.
Yeah.
That's just how it works out.
It's
amazing.
It's like, yeah, he's more than a foot taller than me. I'm like,
No, but you know
now,
what
thank
cracks
God they
me
start
up?
Out small.
Yeah, but here's what cracks
what?
Me up. Mine are still afraid of me. Because she is small, yet she is fierce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I don't have the power to do shit except be mom and be intimidating. I guess I'm good at that part.
Yeah,
mouth that roared.
See, but that's the whole thing. You know, you do it a couple times when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the yelling
mm-hmm.
and the you know, really going at it. And then all you have
mm-hmm.
to do is give that look. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten to the point, I've given that look so many times, I can give that look to complete strangers' kids, and they stop whatever the fuck they're doing.
It's a universal look. I know. It's the universal, you have pissed mom off, and she's going to kick your ass, even if it's not your mom. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's one of those universal truths.
Yeah, it's one of those, oh, I don't know this lady, and I don't know what she can do. And that's all that
mm-hmm.
it needs to be.
I know. Honey,
you know,
I'm afraid
it's like,
of you.
Scre- And I'm a pussycat. I really am. You know, until you make me mad. And then it's all bets are off. But as soon as somebody apologizes, I'm fine again.
See,
as soon as somebody
yes. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly, and that is what started my rant tonight. All I wanted was for the person who was my friend to say, I'm sorry, I fucked up. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
And that, for some
deal.
Reason, it goes so far. Oh, no, she'll regret that. She'll regret that.
See, it's the thing about being understood. I think the problem that we run into just as people, I mean, being pagan or, you know, witches or whatever is like just additional stuff that people shake their heads at. But just being a human being, I think part of the reason we get so angry is because we don't feel like the other person validates that our feelings are just as valid as theirs. As theirs
yeah.
are. So I think if she would just acknowledge that you did something wrong so that I can move past, because it's all about me, apparently, in my head. It's like, I know she knows she's wrong. She just refuses to apologize. And I can't understand why now she suddenly refuses to apologize. This is a really sweet, wonderful person I'm talking about. But she's kind of just turned into this little beastie. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know. But it's,
keep in mind, too.
It. What?
No, Mercury retrograde. Yeah, I'm not saying that that is the entirety of the issue. But that's not how.
Listen. I got to tell you. I understand the whole thing about Mercury retrograde. I truly do. There are times I think that people really just use it as a fucking excuse.
Yeah,
I'm not saying none
true.
Of it. I'm not saying none of it's valid. Things seem to go haywire, the communications and electronics, for whatever reason. Maybe it's an electronic atmosphere I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist. I don't know. But, yeah, is it possible that energy gets fucked up because certain motions are different? Okay, I buy it. But I think people tend to overuse that as the reason why things go wrong. You know, I'm kind of a practical witch.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, okay, things are funky, and they just seem ridiculously funky, and maybe it is Mercury retrograde. I don't fucking pretend to have the answers. If I don't have a clue, I will tell you. I don't have a clue. But I just think it just seems like people overuse it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like my theory about fibromyalgia. The first people I ever heard have fibromyalgia were bored rich women. I'm not saying it's not a real situation, but I think some people don't actually have fibromyalgia to have something that's wrong with
them.
Yeah.
No, I know people like that. You know,
I'm not saying it doesn't exist and it's a complete sham. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is it just seems like people have a lot of excuses instead of responsibility. It's easier to say I have to blame it on this because it's not my fault.
And that's the thing with our kind, you know, with sensitives, because I do have a few friends that genuinely do have fibromyalgia, and you can tell the difference. You know, we can.
Right.
We know when you're fucking lying to us. You know, it's just, oh, okay, we may not say anything like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. You know, and it actually makes me mad when people fake shit because it's doing a disservice to people who actually suffer from it.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like these women that, you know, will go around and they have a one-night stand that they regret and then they claim rape. Because there are women out there that do that.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty fun. I mean, I don't know how we made the jump to I'm sick to I got raped. I mean, that's a little fucking extreme, but okay. I can follow the thread. I don't need breadcrumbs to get home yet. It just depends on how far you're going to take this particular point. I'm just saying. But
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, stuff that people use an excuse. It's like, okay, if you need an excuse, go find something else. I mean, just you're tired or whatever. Don't use a legitimate disease unless you have been diagnosed by a doctor. You know, it upsets me because I see what my friends go through, and it's not something to make light of. You know, as far as that goes.
Right.
But yeah, I know those people that use, like, oh, they saw something on WebMD, so they have it now. Or, they saw Dr.
The
Oz.
Diagnosers. Yep.
Yes.
Stop looking up shit online. There is a way to figure you have everything that's ever been wrong with a human being. Don't do it to yourself. It is a form, I believe it is a form of self-torture to try to look up WebMD and figure out what's wrong with you. You will have 17 diseases. You will have blood disorder. I'm just saying, don't make yourself nuts. Because quite frankly, if your own doctor, the person you do see face-to-face, fucks up your diagnosis, what do you think WebMD is going to do for you? And they don't have a clue who you are. And they've not seen your blood work. Don't do it to yourself. I mean, it's really medicine is a practice. It is not an exact science. Because we're not all created the same way. You know, I'm anemic, I'm anemic and I'm a chunky girl. I don't know how that happened. I should weigh 60 pounds. I do not. You know, I mean,
no,
I've got all, and you know, low blood pressure and no heart disease. And, like, I have almost, except for, like, intestinal issues, I have pretty much perfect health. There's nothing wrong with me. I don't take heart medication. I don't take, and I'm in my, you know, I'm in my mid-50s. I don't take heart medication. I don't take acid reflux stuff. I don't take cholesterol pills. None of that shit's wrong with me. So I'm like an anomaly. And, you know, I believe our good friend Jade had said that, you know, I was an anomaly. So I guess he's right.
Yeah.
None of the standard stuff is wrong with me, so I'm very lucky.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
don't go borrowing trouble. Because sometimes can bring the,
yeah.
Oh, no, not you. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're convinced you have something. You may just fucking give it to yourself. And that won't be good.
I have actually seen that happen. You focus so much on something, and it's something negative, and you draw it to yourself. All magic.
Yeah.
Every thought. See, and it's interesting that we bring it around to that, because it's still magic. It may not be the magic you wanted, but it's still magic. You still can make shit happen with your mind. You really can. You think hard and long enough about something, and it's a negative, and negative is always, for whatever reason, negative is still easier to imagine than positive for a lot of people, and you just draw it, you're just drawing it in. What's the point? A lot of people are like, well, I'm trying to prepare for the worst. Really? What does that involve, preparing for the worst? Oh, okay, so if you're preparing for the worst in your head, all that you get to do when the bad thing happens is say, well, I was right. It doesn't stop it. You know what I mean? Try going in the other direction. It might have a different outcome. A little more positivity happening might work out better. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you. Because I've gotten into that spiral before. I know we all have. One bad thing happens, and then it just kind of spirals out of control. And then the next thing you know, you're in this pit. Like, how did I get here? Oh, my God, I have the worst luck ever. No, you went with it. You went with it, and now you got to dig yourself back out of it. And that's the hardest part. Because once you get comfortable with, okay, well, at least I know something bad is going to happen. I know what's coming, kind of. You know, it's hard to switch that and say, well, I know something good is happening. I know something good is coming. You know, you have to just flip that switch. You know.
Why is it so much easier to, why is that? Why is it so much easier to, like, ready yourself for the bad? I don't quite get that.
You know, I don't
Is it that
know.
We don't think we, is it because we don't
question.
Think we deserve, you know, do we not deserve good things? Is that like an innate thing that we're bad and greedy if we want good things to happen in life? I'm trying so hard to understand that, because I really want to break those negative things, because when you allow so much negativity in yourself, it kind of spreads around everything around you. It's not cool. I mean, life is so fucking short, you know, and I say this now in my 50s because I see it as a real thing, you know. It's like, wow, how much time did I fucking waste being nervous about stupid shit, being scared of stupid shit? You know, it's like when something, like when you make a mistake at work in front of other people and you think everyone's talking about you and what a dummy you are or whatever it was that you said that you think was wrong. Honestly, most people could give a fuck and are not even paying attention to your happy ass. really. You think they're all talking about you. They're really not talking about you because they really don't give a shit, and they have forgotten the stupid thing you did already. So it's like, how many times have I, like, made a faux pas in a conference and thought, oh, my goodness, everybody is going to be talking about this forever. I'll never live it down. Maybe I need to find it. I've pulled a couple of doozies where I thought I needed to find a new job. Are you kidding? You know my mouth. Come on. I have to get in trouble sometimes. Well, I do. And then I'm, like, all scared about this, that, and the other thing. And nobody gives a fuck what the hell I said. They didn't even hear it. Act like really a weird kind of thing. We get ourselves into these crazy tizzies for no apparent reason. It doesn't change shit. Well, doesn't help. Nothing.
I think because it's prevalent in our minds that we automatically assume, you know, what we're thinking, everybody else is thinking, you know. And it's not the case, you know. And it's just, it's a habit. It's a bad habit. It's like, I think we're prone to it as humans. We're fallible. And we think that, you know, everybody is going to hate us for being fallible when we show it. And it's like, if you just turn around and, that was dumb, oops, you know, and try to rectify it, it's done, it's over with. People are going to forget about it in 5 minutes. I mean, you know, do you remember what celebrity did what last week? I don't.
No.
Nor do I care. You know, it's like, whatever.
Also true. Exactly.
You know?
Very true. Yeah. People just seem to think that the world rests on them. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, well, because you're constantly in there with your own brain and your own thoughts, so it's like I don't know.
It's fucking scary is what
know.
It is. You
yeah.
don't want to be in here.
Oh, my God.
You don't want any of this, trust me. It's scary to me, and I live in here, so no. Don't go there.
And especially at, like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep and then your brain starts, you know, having a conversation with itself and going over everything you have ever fucked up in your entire life.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
That. You're like laying there cringing like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh.
Yep. What is wrong with me? Yes, I've done it repeatedly. Yes.
Well, Mama.
I'm so glad it's not me.
We are down to about a minute.
Oh, my goodness. That went quick.
I know. So, you ready to wrap up?
Wrap it, Mama. Wrap it.
All right. Well, we will be back next week. And you know what? I don't know who or if we have somebody... have to check. I'll get back with you guys. Remember, we're not going to be on the 20th. But go welcome Persephone. There's plenty of offerings you can give to her, like pomegranate goes well for Hecate and Persephone. Lilies, poppies, roses, mints. You know, you can maybe melt some snow with some mint tea. You know, play with it. Play with it. You know, find out what you can offer to her, and welcome back the sun.
Yay!
Forewarning, we may be getting snow in March. Just to let you know, just to give you a heads up. Stress.
Fuck. Damn it.
Sorry. But anyway, we will see y'all next week. We love you. Great blessings. And we'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Good night.
Good night.